And on the line, I should now hopefully have Mr. Chris Bird. Are you there, Chris?
Yes, I'm here, thanks.
Oh, good, you are there, but you are incredibly quiet. Let me see if I can just turn you up a bit. Right.
Any better?
A little bit. Hopefully not turning myself up too much here. Right. Okay, I think that's... Right, I think we've got you a little bit clearer now. So how the devil are you on this Wednesday evening, Chris?
I'm very well on this Wednesday evening. How are you?
Oops. Oh, it's here. Sorry, our system's a little temperamental at times. Naughty system. I'm okay, thank you, apart from when I get loud beeps in my ears, as you can probably guess. So, but hey, enough about that. Let's chat about how you're getting on. Where is it you hail from originally, Chris?
Originally up from Maidstone, in Kent.
Originally from Maidstone, and I think you first came to our attention as a member of the band whose name I still have no idea whether I pronounced it correctly on air most of the time. Decaris?
That's the way I pronounce it,
Decaris. So, but you came to our attention as a member of the band Decaris, who did a rather good cover, it has to be said, of Jesse J's Do It Like a Dude, but you also had plenty of good tracks of your own as well.
Thank you very much.
And since then, what have you been what have you been up to since then?
Since Decaris, I've been... All three of us all had to do albums for our course, so... We all did our separate things, and I did mine, which was more, I don't know, like, I suppose indie, electronic music, and, yeah, so it's a bit different from Decaris, I suppose, and I've been doing that over the last year, now finished now, so...
Rightio. So the recordings that you've been producing recently, including one track, Lady Luck, that we're going to hear next... what would you say has been the main influence with putting this music together?
This track is sort of influenced by Graham Coxon. His album A&E is like a big influence on the whole album and this song particularly. Sort of he fuses guitar together with synths and strange, wonderful sound. And that's what our Lady Luck came about, really, just through listening to a lot of him. But then everyone's been saying it sounded like Gary Newman. So, I don't know. Sounds pretty cool either way.
Wow. You were aiming to sound like Graham Coxon, and people were telling you it sounds like Gary Newman.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm... I don't think I'm doing my job very well. If I'm thinking I'm sounding like someone else, then I don't know.
to be honest with you, I think it just often a sign that you're working... That you're at the very least working towards getting a sound of your own if you're not there already. If you're aiming for one thing and you end up sounding a bit like another... And to be honest with you, I'm sure there are plenty of acts out there who would love to be compared to Gary Newman. So I think you should take that as a compliment.
I will do.
Okay, and I mean you do all sorts of things, don't you? Because you're basically a one man production company. Tell us about the other sorts of things that you do.
I produce the whole album myself using equipment I've bought second hand or borrowed. Not stolen, might I say.
No, I'm sure not. Sure you didn't.
Yeah, and I also play guitar and bass, so that helps. And also with this, I collaborate with a lot of different musicians. So I buy drummers. My main man, Blondie, he helps with a lot of the drums on this. And some of the bass was done by Tom Williams, and that's it, actually. Apart from the vocalist, yeah, it's only... me and a couple of other people doing all the music, so quite a small little production, I suppose.
Right, so well, it certainly sounds like a quite an interesting thing that you've got going on there, and you've got a few tracks available. Are they going to see the light of day in the form of an album or an EP?
It will be part of an album that will be released on the 4th of August.
Uh huh.
So after all the World Cup and all that's died down, you know.
Rightio, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, it sounds like it's been purposely done, you know? It sounds well planned.
I think maybe just go along with that idea. Just say, yes, it's totally well planned.
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah.
Yes, indeed. And where will people be able to get their hands on the album?
It'll be available for a mailing list, which is on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ChrisBird91. That's number 91 at the end. And if you click on main list, you get an email and you'll get sent the album on the 4th of August.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. That sounds like a pretty good deal, I reckon. Do you have plans to do any live performances?
No, there's no plans to do any live performances. Doing like a Daft Punk, and
served them well enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought I'd just keep it like, you know, you just listen to it and either chill to it or go crazy. I don't know.
Fair enough.
It sound that well live. I think it sounds all a bit, because it's all quite electronic and like all different elements. It's a bit hard to replicate live, I reckon. So
fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. Well, people will be able to make kind of like their own live performance of it in their living room.
Oh yes, totally.
So yes. Get yourself a good enough pair of speakers, and you know it'll be like you're playing in front of them.
Oh yeah, get a big picture of me, and they can, you know, imagine.
Yes, if they want to add that, you know, just for that extra added element of realism.
Yeah,
yes.
Sounds a bit obsessive, doesn't it? But yeah.
Mm. Well, someone somewhere is listening to this and thinking, yeah, I should probably try that. Yeah, so. Right. Well. Excellent. So, after the release of the album, what does the rest of the year hold for yourself?
Well, I've already started demoing stuff for like a second album, and also. I contacted a few bands. I wanted to do like a compilation of loads of unsigned acts in like, well, Kent and Essex. So that's the next band. I've already contacted a few. So hopefully,
indeed,
that's in the pipeline. So I hope that will come up at some point.
Excellent. Well, do keep us posted about how that's going.
That will do.
And we're going to play a track of yours next. So tell us about the track Lady Luck.
Well, originally, as I said, it was influenced by Graham Coxon, his album A&E. And it's coming up sound like Gary Newman. But it's, it's quite weird and strange sounding. That's what I can think of, Adam. Yeah. Just listen to it and take it for what it is.
Wise words there, sir. Well, on that note, just before we play the track, just remind us where people can find out more about you online.
Right, they can head over to Twitter, twitter.com/ChrisBG91, or go on the Facebook, which is Chris91, and they'll find my SoundCloud links and future YouTube videos and all that sort of stuff. That's where I'm at.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, we look forward to hearing more material from yourself, Chris. And, good luck with the album release.
Thank you very much.
And all that remains is just for you to introduce the track.
This is my track, Lady Luck, on Phoenix FM. Enjoy.
Daydream dance across a glass heart, maybe my vision likes to swing. Well, darling, please, the scene is far too obsolete, but I believe in all your pretty little dreams. 7 seconds always feels like six. I never meant to ruin the ending. I never meant for any of this. Now I'm stuck in disillusion. I can't see no getting out. I'm a victim of your illusion. Slowly, hurry please. The happy pills have brought me to my knees. If it doesn't kill the man, I guess I'm lost. Lady Luck, can you feel the rush? It's all because I can feel the lust draining the life right out of me. 7 seconds always feels like six. I never meant to ruin the ending. I never meant for any of this. Now I'm stuck in disillusion. I can't see no getting out. I'm a victim of your illusion. Slowly, slowly. Daydream dance across a glass heart, maybe my vision likes to swing. Lady Luck, can you feel the rush? It's all because I can feel the lust draining the life right out of me. 7 seconds always feels like six. I never meant to ruin the ending. I never meant for any of this. Now I'm stuck in disillusion. I can't see no getting out. I'm a victim of your illusions. slowly, cooler than ever.